You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, I want to say thank you to a bunch of people today because over the weekend you did something really, truly amazing. We've been telling you about Sanctity of Life Month. We're in the final stretch of the month now. In fact, just a few days left in it. And we are almost, well, we're making massive progress on our goals. Stay here.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, I'm so excited about this because last week, I know that it was a big news week and there was a lot of distraction, a lot of things going on. You had Martin Luther King Day, you had Inauguration Day, you had the controversy around all of that, and then you had the Sanctity of Life, observance kind of on Saturday, but Friday for people that did it during the work week, et cetera. And it was just a lot going on. In fact, we got to the end of it in my house, and my lovely bride and I looked at each other and we said, so that was a whole month that just went by. At least it felt like it in a lot of ways. Here's the thing. Despite all of that, there was some kind of cool things that happened. And I want to say thank you because a number of you decided to, get involved and make a gift. In fact, there were a number of you that decided to save 10 kids in 2 minutes. And I can't say thank you to everyone, but we are now more than 50% of the way to our goal of helping 429 babies' lives be saved. 239, in fact, have been saved. And that means that we have about 189 ultrasounds that still need to be banked for women who need them in the coming days. So for those of you that helped us get over that halfway point, that's a big deal. And now my primary focus becomes not leaving any of them out. I don't want to get to the point where, you know, we get to number 415 and 420 and 421 and 422. And then we just biff it on 429. Like, I want to make sure we get all 429 ultrasounds banked that preborn tells us they need. And the simple way to do that, friend, is if you haven't yet given a gift and you heard us talking about it, in fact, your intentions were to do something, you just got busy, it was a crazy week for you too, there was a lot of stuff going on that distracted you. We're all guilty of that from time to time, and I totally understand. But right now would be the time to reconcile that, to say, hey, let's go do what we were intending to do. In fact, I'm just thinking, if there were just 19 people who would do the save 10 in 2 minute challenge, we would go over our goal. Because if we had 19 people that did 10 lives each, that would be 190, and we need 189 to bank all the ultrasounds. So could you be one of 19 people that just says right now, okay, I'll save 10 babies' lives in 2 minutes. It's a one-time gift of $280. You can break it up if you need to, $140 over 2 months, et cetera. But could you do it? Could you do it in the next 10 minutes? If you could do it in the next 10 minutes, then we would have all of the babies saved right here on this Monday edition. And I would be so thrilled to be able to talk to Dan Steiner the following day and say, hey, you joined us last on Friday. We still had hundreds and hundreds of babies to go. But look at what the WMCA Kevin McCullough audience did all over again, as you do every single time, friends. I'm always so proud of the way you care and the way you show that care on a regular basis. 833-850-2229 is the number. And again, if you could do a one-time gift of $280 or two gifts of $140, say you did $140 this month and $140 next month, you could even do $28 a month for 10 months and still save 10 babies, but it would take 10 months to save them all. If you could do $280 right now, you'd save 10 right off the bat. But what could you do? I got to believe there's 19 people that are out there that could say, OK, we're going to save 10 lives in 2 minutes. We would only need another 2 minutes if everybody who could do that right now would go to the phone and do that. And you know what? We would go so far over the goal. We would save we would save 800 babies if everybody who could do 10 babies in 2 minutes right now went to the phone and did that. Because I know there are those of you that are getting stimulus checks that you don't need them. You didn't lose your job. You're kind of counting that as found money. Maybe God wants you to find some of that to save these kids' lives. But could we have 19 of you say, I'm going to save 10 in 2 minutes, 280 one time, $28 a month for 10 months, or 2 month gift of 140 each, but you would save 10 babies' lives. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
2021 is already off to a disturbing start for conservatives. We've seen Twitter unilaterally shut down President Trump's account. The conservative platform Parler was booted off the Apple Store by Apple, and big tech is muzzling free speech at a speed that nobody could have predicted. Nobody except biologist and evolutionary theorist Brett Weinstein, who appeared in the film No Safe Spaces to issue this warning about political correctness running amok.
YouTube and Google, Facebook and Twitter dictate whose voices can be heard. And if those entities start trying to engineer the conversation to adhere to the rules laid out with these phony Trojan horse terms, disaster will be the result.
You and your family need to see No Safe Spaces now before any more of our freedoms are muzzled. Just go to salemnow.com to get your copy of No Safe Spaces. Use the promo code Salem for 20% off. Salemnow.com. Promo code Salem.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. This is an important time in our nation's history. We are seeing a transition from one presidential administration to another that will have a very different view of how the unborn should be protected. We're leaving an administration that has made great advances in protecting unborn children, and a new one that is coming in has made no clear indication that they will keep those policies in place. In fact, if you look at some of their voting record, you may say this will be the most pro-abortion administration we've ever seen. That's why Preborn, our partner, every January becomes so important. You see, when a woman sees an ultrasound and they see their own baby's heartbeat and little body and little fingers and toes, they suddenly say, wait a minute, that's not just a clump of cells. That's a human. That's a person. That's my child. Over the last couple of years, we've helped save the lives of over 1,500 children because of these ultrasounds. Would you make your $140 gift right now? 833-850-2229.
Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. I want to invite you to join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher for a travel opportunity that may be the highlight of the year. We're going back to Israel, October 2021, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, and I've been there a couple of times, it's wonderful. Take advantage of this opportunity and register today. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. No cancellation fees until May 8th. Call 855-565-5519 or you can book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we want to say thank you to those of you that have already given your gift. 37 babies have been saved because of your faithfulness thus far. And thank you for every one of you that have already gone and said, yep, I'm going to do that. It costs $28 to save a baby's life. That may seem like just insane, but that's how truly efficient it is with Preborn. Women go from 30 to 40% of the time saying they're going to choose life with crisis pregnancies to 80 to 90% of the time when they hear or see their baby's heartbeat for the first time. Scott Wilder is back with us, and our goal is 429 children. Those 37, a good drop in the bucket. We're gonna save those lives, but there's a lot more to come. And Scott, one of the things that I appreciate about Preborn is that so many of their people that now operate centers came out of crisis pregnancies. In other words, it's someone who got the help is now turning around and helping others.
I think that's because so many women who've been through this. I remember talking to a center director in Honolulu, And we were on the phone at the end of the interview, as you say many times, Kevin, hey, what did you want to say that I wasn't smart enough to ask the question? And she said, you know, I just would like to say that I wish someone back when had cared about me enough to provide an ultrasound, because if they had done that and if I had known the truth, I wouldn't have made that decision 27 years ago. So these are women that have been through it. Let me let you hear also from Heidi. Heidi is a center director in Sacramento, and we had a good chat recently, and she talks about what we say many times. We're not talking about wagging a finger in somebody's face.
Right.
We talk about putting an arm around the shoulder, not point a finger at somebody's face. No judgment. Listen to what Heidi had to say.
You wouldn't think so, but many of the women that get involved in volunteering or being a client advocate, or even like our registered nurse, has had a firsthand experience with abortion. And many of them say, had I only had an opportunity to know of a clinic like this back then, my life would look completely different. And so when you give to preborn, you give to organizations like ours, who are filled with women who have had that firsthand experience, and they meet that woman that walks into our clinic, not with a sense of judgment, but with a sense of, I've been there. And the pain that I've experienced, I want to spare you from. And that's why I do what I do every day. And that's what our clinics are about.
That is exactly what the clinics are about and what you can be about today by providing an ultrasound with just one quick phone call.
833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. And there's a number of ways that you can impact these lives. 10 babies could be saved in 2 minutes. Does that sound impossible? Well, it's not. 10 babies can be saved in 2 minutes with a one-time gift of $280. That's 10 ultrasounds for 10 women who will be 90% of the time deciding for life because they had that first experience, that first hearing of the heartbeat from the ultrasound. You can save 5 babies for $140, and we need still 392 babies yet to be rescued. Will you help us? This month, our nation will celebrate, sadly, the culture will celebrate the permanence, as they think of it in their mind, of Roe v. Wade, and what that means in terms of what they call women's choice, which is always a weird question to ask them. What are you actually choosing? What are you choosing between in that? And you know, Scott, we've talked about this. Oftentimes, it's not really what the woman would want to choose. The vast majority of the time, there is major pressure from a man of some sort in their life, whether it be a family member, a husband, a sexual predator, other people that have come into their lives that are saying, we need to take care of this. With quotes around that, and taking care of it to them only ends in one way. It's always losing the baby. But if you interview the women that are involved, so many times, and the preborn staff can attest to this, they know inside their heart they don't want to do this, but they just don't know where to turn. And they don't know that they can actually object and say, oh, there's something wrong with this. That ultrasound gives them the ability to have that confidence.
You know, I am pro-life, but I'm also pro-woman. And you cannot be a pro-woman, an advocate for women, and believe that women do not deserve to know the truth of what's going on in their body. I trust women to make that decision. Now I know that the law is not what I would like it to be, but given the way things are, do you trust women to make that decision, given the full information, or do you not? And the left does not. They don't want them to have the full information because they know there's a reason why. Planned Parenthood says, we don't do sonograms and show them to you. We only do it for the people doing the abortion, so they know exactly how to go about their wicked ways. Because they know that the power of an ultrasound, not to coerce anybody. The truth doesn't coerce anybody. The truth reveals something. We're talking about revealing what is true. I trust women to make that decision, but they need the full information. And that's what preborn is all about, providing the truth of what's happening in their body. Overwhelmingly, women choose life when they know the truth. So today, you can stand alongside a woman. You don't have to make a lot of noise. Just make a lot of difference today. You have to stand on a street corner, hold a sign that makes you cringe or make somebody else cringe. You don't have to sidewalk counsel. You don't have to pay a lobbyist. Even $28 a month can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day.
Yeah.
And $2,800 saves 100 babies. What we raise here stays right here. So we're talking about saving little future New Yorkers simply by picking up the phone right now and making the phone call.
833-850-2229. And, you know, there may be one of you that says, you know, Kev, I've done pretty well. Actually, the Lord's blessed me in the midst of this pandemic and the challenges that we've had otherwise. And I'd like to make a significant difference. If you could do a one-time gift of $15,000, Preborn could actually install an ultrasound machine in one of the clinics that they have based right here. Now, I've talked a lot about the New Beginnings Center of Hope in Jamaica, Queens over the course of the last few days. The reason is because that's in one of those seven kind of infamous zip codes where more children are aborted than born. And when Preborn said, we want to come to New York and make the best difference we can, they started asking people on the ground, church people that were in the Jamaica, Queens area. And they said, yeah, this is that place. This is the darkest place for abortion in all of America. In this zip code, we see more children killed than born every year. So Preborn said, that's where we need to be. And the New Beginnings Center of Hope, that's been there a couple of years now, could benefit from their own ultrasound machine for sure. So if you had a gift of $15,000 that you could give today, or maybe a three-time gift of $5,000 over a period of time, you could install that ultrasound machine that would be wholly owned by New Beginnings. But in the meantime, we need to bank ultrasounds for people to be able to get them when they need them as New Beginnings and other preborn centers continue their work right here in the New York area. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Please call right now.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents a brand new original stage production.
Everyone has a story.
All young women are to be taken to the palace.
The choices we must face.
Go to the king. Plead for the lives of your people.
At a time that was chosen for us.
No one can ever know who you are.
What you're about to see is my story.
Queen Esther, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters. For tickets, visit sight-sound.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-936-5496. 1-800-936-5496.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends. Thank you to those of you that have called. Thank you to those of you that have already rescued dozens of babies. We have hundreds more that need rescuing. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. I was just thinking this morning as I was reading, you know, when David talks about how he was known in his mother's womb. When you talk to any mom and they tell you the story of the things they feel in the process of a pregnancy, and the first time they feel the kick, and the first time that they feel, well, what we had is we had the bicycle rider every night at bedtime. Our oldest, he would just go to town, and it was like he was racing the Tour de France. And my bride would take my hand and she'd say, "Hey, feel this." And his little legs are just pumping like crazy. You know, friends, all of that offsets what the world says about what that is inside that mom's body. It is not a soulless, personalityless clump of cells. It is a baby. It is a human. It is made in the image and likeness and glory of God. And there's a purpose for it. That baby has gifts and skills that it will be able to accomplish someday. And friends, when we provide that $28 ultrasound, we open the door from death into life for that mom and for that baby to say, "Hey, let's explore what God has for them. Will you help us? We need right now 10 babies saved in the next 2 minutes." That's $280. Maybe there's several of you that could do that. But in the next 2 minutes, could you save 10 babies? $280 one-time gift. Maybe five babies is all you can do. Maybe two of you can do five babies each at $140. Maybe there's someone listening right now that could say, "You know, Kev, I want to save babies all the time. How about $28 a month for the next 12 months? You'll save 10 children in the course of the next year with preborn." What we can't do right now is know that these hundreds of women will be in crisis pregnancy. Know that we have the answer and the solution for their problem, and know that we didn't do anything. That's what we can't do right now. So pick up the phone, put this number in, 833-850-2229. Hit send, 833-850-2229, and then do whatever the Lord shows you to do. I'm not here to tell you the amount or how much or how often. God does. But I can tell you what the need is, I can tell you what the solution is, and I can tell you I've seen with my own eyes that the solution works. 10 babies in 2 minutes, $280 right now, 833-850-2229. A big hour still ahead. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Okay, all throughout this month, we've been asking you to help save 10 babies in 2 minutes. It's really a simple idea, but a bunch of you did this past weekend, and I want to say thank you for that. And I want to let you know how close we are to our goal of rescuing babies for this year. And another big important item. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Over the weekend, a whole bunch of you decided to rescue an unborn child. Last week was Sanctity of Human Life Week. And this is one of the most closest to my heart passions that I have in life. When you've had children that you've lost through miscarriage, when you've had siblings that you've lost through miscarriage, when your mother went through it, you have such a value on young life. And and babies. And they're just one of the most important things in my mind, especially as my three kids continue to grow and explore life in new and different ways. It just is a reminder each day of how precious that is. But our goal for the month was to try to rescue 429 babies. And because of your generosity over the weekend, 239 have now been rescued. That means there's 189 that are not yet spoken for. And I figure if we had 19 people across the country that could say, I'll do 10 babies in 2 minutes, if 19 people would do that, we would go over the goal. So are there 19 people within the sound of my voice that say, yeah, I want to rescue a baby's life? An ultrasound is about 90% effective in helping a mother decide for life. And they're $28 a piece. So if you give a gift of $280, either as a one-time gift, or you break it up into two gifts of $140, or maybe 10 gifts of $28 each, you can save 10 lives. And it takes about 2 minutes to make the call. So would you call right now? 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. Now, why is it important that we save those lives? Well, it's becoming increasingly important, especially if they're female, that we deal with them in life in a fair way. Today, there's a huge editorial by Abigail Schreier in the Wall Street Journal. And this is, I'm just going to read from it. She writes, on day one, President Biden has placed all girls' sports and women's safe spaces in the crosshairs of an administrative state. His order from last week wrote, and this is a direct quote, children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be denied access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports. All persons should receive equal treatment under the law, no matter their gender identity or orientation. The order purports to direct administrative agencies to begin promulgating regulations that would enforce the Supreme Court's 2020 decision in Bostock versus Clayton County, but it in fact goes much further, writes Schreier. In Bostock, the justices held that Title IX of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 prohibits an employer from firing an employee on the basis of homosexuality or transgender status. Justice Neil Gorsuch, writing for a majority, took pains to clarify that the decision was limited to employment and had no bearing on bathrooms, locker rooms, dress codes, all regulated under Title IX of the 1972 education amendments. Under Title VII, the majority added, we do not purport to address bathrooms, locker rooms, or anything of the kind. But the Biden order is far more ambitious. Any school that receives funding, including nearly every public school, must either allow biological boys who identify as girls onto sports teams or face administrative action from the education department. He's weaponizing, in other words, the education department to come after schools that don't allow boys to play on girls' teams. What impact does this have on women's sports, writes Schreier? Linda Blade, an Olympic track and field coach, said, we're finished. We're done. The leadership skills, all the benefits society gets from letting girls have their protected category so that competition can be fair, all the advances of women's rights, that's going to be diminished, she noted. She also noted that the parents of teen girls generally are uninterested in watching their daughters be demoralized by the blatant unfairness of a rigged competition. Schreier says, I say rigged because in contests of strength and speed, the athletic chasm between the sexes, which opens at puberty, is both permanent and unbridgeable. Once male puberty is complete, testosterone suppression doesn't undo biological advantages men possess. Larger hearts, lungs, bones, greater bone density, more oxygenated blood, more fast twitch muscle fiber, and vastly greater muscle mass. It should be no surprise then that the two trans-identified biological males that were permitted in Connecticut to participate in the state track finals against girls, neither of whom was a top sprinter as a boy, consistently claimed top spots competing among girls. They eliminated girls from advancement to the regional championships, scouting and scholarship opportunities and trophies, and they set records no girl will ever equal. How big is the performance gap? Listen to this. To take one example cited by the Connecticut female runners in their complaint against the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, the fastest female sprinter in the world is American runner Allison Felix, a woman with more than gold medals than Usain Bolt. Her lifetime best for the 400 meter run is 49.26 seconds based on 2018 data. Nearly 300 high school boys in the U.S. by themselves could beat that. Even if allowing biological boys to join girls' teams means girls can't win, isn't it still worth it for trying out for the team? Actually, no. Even in sports that involve no contact and little injury risk, like running or tennis, isn't merely the trophies and scholarships and opportunities at stake? It isn't even all the benefit sports have so long provided to young women in self-esteem, health, and camaraderie and friends. It isn't merely that girls who participate in sports tend to earn better grades, so much so that many female Fortune 500 executives were athletes, or that sports force teen girls out of their own heads where they might otherwise sit and stew in their own detriment. It's the profound and glaring injustice of all of it. The spectacular records and achievements of Jackie Joyner, Althea Gibson, Wilma Rudolph would never have been achieved had the world pitted their bodies against men. Yet here we are, decades of women's achievement, opportunity rolled back by executive order. Battered women's shelters, women's jails, and other safe spaces that receive federal funding and constitute dwellings under the Fair Housing Act will be next. Women's rights turn out to be cheap and up for grabs, but who will voice objection? Certainly not those caught up in the historic movement of the first female vice president. Hillary Clinton swooned on Twitter. It delights me to think of what feels historical and amazing to us today. A woman sworn into the vice presidency will seem normal and obvious, of course, to Kamala's grandnieces as they grow up. If only, says Ms. Schreier, if only this je ne sais quoi weren't accompanied by a far more material theft of female opportunity. Friends, this is a major, significant setback to the rights and equality of women. And it does fundamentally what I wrote about in my second book. It doesn't say that women and men are equal, which, let's be clear, that's what the biblical text implies. We want to talk about equal rights. The rights that we have in our Constitution are divined from God. They were original divine rights given to mankind. Men and women, in God's eyes, are equal. That means they share the same value. That they are not, one is not better than the other, and one is not to be preferred to the other. And here's the thing, and this is important. Our society, with this executive order, with this administration, is wanting to do away with equality and replace it with something called sameness. My sons are not the same as my daughter. They are equal in God's eyes. They were equal in the heart of their dad and mom. We love them equally, but they are not the same as each other. And those differences should be celebrated and toasted, not put down and usurped. And we have a president who just signed an executive order that will basically create a liability and a sense of insecurity, danger, and inequality for every daughter in every sport, in every public school, in every city, in every state, in every corner of this country. We must speak up. I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
2021 is already off to a disturbing start for conservatives. We've seen Twitter unilaterally shut down President Trump's account. The conservative platform Parler was booted off the Apple Store by Apple, and big tech is muzzling free speech at a speed that nobody could have predicted. Nobody except biologist and evolutionary theorist Brett Weinstein, who appeared in the film No Safe Spaces to issue this warning about political correctness running amok.
YouTube and Google, Facebook and Twitter dictate whose voices can be heard. And if those entities start trying to engineer the conversation to adhere to the rules laid out with these phony Trojan horse terms, disaster will be the result.
You and your family need to see No Safe Spaces now before any more of our freedoms are muzzled. Just go to salemnow.com to get your copy of No Safe Spaces. Use the promo code SALEM for 20% off. Salemnow.com. Promo code SALEM.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Guess which wireless carrier now has stronger, expanded coverage? Patriot Mobile. Not only that, but they're committed to support conservative values instead of the companies that don't, like Planned Parenthood and other liberal causes. Right now, they're offering new, expanded coverage choices that blanket America. Yes, it's true, and here's more reasons to switch. They're the only Christian conservative wireless service provider in America, now rated number one in customer satisfaction of all wireless companies, and when you talk to their U.S.-based customer service team, you get real answers. Again, new expanded coverage on dependable nationwide 4G LTE networks. Switch and support today with every call. Sanctity of life, discounts for first responders and veterans, support for the First and Second Amendment. Call 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Patriot Mobile, the country's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed, or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
WMCA welcomes your move with Andy Stanley, the January Ministry of the Month.
Every decision that you make has an outcome, a consequence, a result. It may be good, it may be bad.
Listen weekday mornings at 6:30.
Wouldn't you like to be the hero in your own story? I mean, I think we all want that.
Go to WMCA.com and click on the Ministry of the Month banner.
But it will require you to stop mid-decision and ask, what story do I want to tell?
Your move with Andy Stanley, the January Ministry of the Month on WMCA.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 833-850-2229. We need your help. There are 392 babies that are at risk as of right now, and we need to make sure that they are not at risk. An ultrasound for their mom will save their lives in all likelihood. 833-850-2229. Scott Wilder's back with us from Preborn. And Scott, when we talk about what Preborn is and where it comes from, Dan Steiner, the man who founded it, has a very very specific vision for what God called him to.
No, I want you to hear from Dan real quick, because Dan Steiner, he would say, hey, I'm not the CEO, I'm the president, but Christ is the CEO. But Dan Steiner, the president of Preborn, been doing this for well over a decade. Listen to what Dan has to say.
I met Jesus, and I was working in the business world, running a national corporation, in the corporate world, and came to Christ, changed everything in my life. And during one of those times, just early as a Christian, I became sensitized to the Christian worldview. And one of those parts of it was abortion and what, you know, we as believers should do. And I said, man, we've got to do something about that. And I said, Lord, what works? And I just broke my heart, and know it breaks his heart. He sees every abortion. He's omniscient and omnipresent. This is the thing that works. It's ultrasounds. Jessica and Matt walked into our center, and he's pushing her to abort, and she's not knowing what to do, and it's going along with the ride, and he's in the room with her, and we run up the baby on the scan, and it's a second trimester baby, which is very well formed. You can tell the gender of the baby, as many of you listeners have experienced. And here is a little boy, and I just happened to be in on this one. I said, Matt, that's your son right there. That's your son on the screen. A Salem radio listener underwrote that ultrasound that introduced Matt to his son. And he just looked at that screen for a long time, you know, the ultrasound probe on Jessica's belly. And then these tears started coming out of the corner of his eye. And he says, yeah, we're going to choose life for this baby. We're going to parent. We are parents. I said, yes, you are. And they chose life. That, friend, is what we're asking you to do. Faith without works is of none effect, it says in James. This is your opportunity to stand with the Father to the fatherless, to stand with Jesus Christ, who is the way and the truth and the life, and give life to children. Every dollar is not going to Preborn, not going to our administrative cost. We independently fundraise for that. That's not what we're doing. $28 to give an ultrasound to a girl, $140 we'll give to five girls. We'll send you a picture of a baby whose life was saved, like the one you sponsored, the story of the mother, like I just told you, one that has actually happened. And it's all possible by your gift. Be part of God's solution, and more importantly, God's heart for these unborn babies.
833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. We're not making a lot of noise. We are making a lot of difference. Preborn is the number one competitor for Planned Parenthood. Here's a big difference. We don't get any money from the government. And we don't charge any money depending on the outcome of a woman's choice. We give everything away, all for life. And today, you know, I'm reminded of the Edmund Burke quote, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Let me modify it. The only thing necessary for the evil of abortion to triumph is for you to do nothing. When you do nothing, especially when it's almost free, $28 saves one baby, $140 saves five, $280 saves 10. You say, well, you know, tough times, you know, a lot of things going on. Look, I have a cousin whose daughter works in the city, and she travels in the city. It's from New York, Manhattan. And she said, I've been having to work from home all this time. And I said, well, tell me this. How much money does it cost you usually to get into the city, to get in and out? She said, I spend probably $30 a week just on tolls and fees. And I said, that's a baby a week. Mm-hmm. So whether, you know, we're not going to restaurants, we're not going to the musicals, not going to Broadway, we're not going to concerts. We haven't been to, Billy Joel hasn't been at Madison Square Garden in months. So, I mean, what sporting events, we haven't spent money on all that. Restaurants, bars, sporting, sports clubs, sports bars, and just the tips alone that we would have paid in those venues that can save babies' lives today. So I would just, you know, people who want to get things done find ways to get things done. People who don't find reasons why they can't. I'm not one to help you find a reason why you can't. I'm here to help you find a reason why you can. And God's not asking you to do what you can't. He's asking you to do what you can. And he has provided maybe the stimulus check out of the blue. You still have your job. stimulus check, and you say, you know what, I'm going to take the government's money. Instead of the government money going to kill babies, I'm going to take the government's money and save babies. And along the way, I'll get a tax deduction. Thank you very much. So we had a lot of people do the $600 or more. Maybe your household has two or three people that are getting these checks, and you still have your job. Fantastic. That is in so many ways an opportunity that I think God has provided his people to do something remarkable. Today, you know, this is Sanctity of Human Life Month. And what the world toasts, I mean the hashtag shout your abortion and all that nonsense. We are so far away from safe, legal, and rare, which they never meant anyway. We have the chance to stand for life in the single most effective month to do it. And your gift today can save a baby. How many are you going to save today? Count up your kids, count up your grandkids and your great grandkids and add it together and save that many babies or more with your call right now.
833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. Maybe you think 10 babies would be a great number for you to save, and maybe you could do that in one phone call, which takes about 2 minutes. Save 10 babies in 2 minutes. That's a $280 gift when you call right now. And half of that, five babies for $140, we call it the five pack. It's, you know, Monday through Friday, you're saving a baby every day of the week in that option. But can you do at minimum something along those lines? If you can, friends, and by the way, we're not going to save the remaining 392 babies in one fell swoop. It's going to take all of us doing everything that we can. So I know some of you lived on fixed income, and some of you have had a very hard time with pandemic, and some of you that have had that hard time with pandemic have given a gift anyway. And friend, I want you to think about it. If you have not had a hard time in pandemic, the ones that have are still giving. They're still using their widow's mites. They're still extending themselves the way we do at AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission. We ask you to help us save the world. If those who have very little can still do some, what can those who have had everything they've need yet do? 833-850-2229. And for those of you that can't do anything, we know that the most powerful thing you can do is to continue to pray that we would save every baby. 833-850-2229.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Join Lead NYC for the annual Pastors Prayer Summit. 30 church host sites will convene 20 pastors across the Eastern Seaboard to learn, fellowship, and most importantly, hear a word from the Lord. The theme is The Lord's Prayer, and we cannot wait to hear from incredible thought leaders, authors, and pastors. Among those joining in will be Reverend Rich Velotis, Reverend Marlinda Ireland, Reverend Christine Lee, Reverend John Tyson, Dr. David Ireland, Bishop Robert Stearns, and Dr. Henry Cloud. Join in by visiting lead.nyc/PPS2021. That's lead.nyc/PPS2021, or visit Instagram at lead.nyc for more details. Remember, fellowship counters isolation, and prayer sustains faith. We look forward to you joining in.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
By the way, thank you to those of you that have already been calling 833-850-2229. 429 babies' lives are on the line. That's how many ultrasounds we're hoping to bank with preborn this January here in the New York City area. Listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, 833-850-2229. And some of you had given gifts before we even officially kicked off today. So I want to say thank you to those of you that got up and got involved early. We appreciate that. A number of babies had been saved before we officially got into the full swing of it. Scott Wilder is back with us. And Scott, to save 429 babies is a wonderful thing. To do so because it's the right thing to do is the moral thing. But to do so because of the full fulfillment of what those lives can become and produce once the Lord has the chance to work in them is really the ultimate thing.
No, it is. And today we have a chance to do that. I mean, it really is amazing. It's remarkable that your gift of just $28 or $28 a month or $140 providing five ultrasounds, whatever the gift is, maybe one, five, 10, or 100, that is so consequential. We're not making noise. We're making a difference today. And that's what you get a chance to do. And there are some women that are listening right now, and men too, who are listening right now and are saying, you know, if only somebody had loved me enough to give me the truth back when, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, to a girl or a woman, when that date rolls around where they made that decision that maybe later they wish they had made differently, they say, I still remember. I still think about it. I still remember. How old would my baby be today? We're saving babies. We're also saving moms of a lifetime of regret. And so there is no judgment here. This is only love and truth. That's all it is. And grace. That's all it is. We're not wagging a finger in the face. We're putting an arm around the shoulder and saying, well, today we want to support you. And the support is not tied to the decision that they make. We support them. We're here for you. There's a Bible study waiting for you. I remember one story recently that a girl, one of the rare occurrences where a girl said, I'm still going to go get an abortion. Even after seeing her baby, even after seeing the heartbeat. And of course, that runs against the numbers of 95 or 90% will choose life. But she was one of the very small minority. And the center director said, we love you. We are here for you. If you go and do this thing, if that's your decision, we're still going to be here for you. We don't love you based on the decision you make. We just want you to know that we're here for you. If you need help or prayer or Bible study or anything else, we're going to be here for you no matter what. And I think that is a quite attractive thing for girls and women going through a very desperate time.
Sure.
to just know that they're not being judged. They're simply being loved and given the truth. And that's all we're talking about. So when you provide that ultrasound, I mean, God does the heavy lifting. You know, you read in the Bible about, there's the dog. You read the Bible about the scales falling off the eyes. Well, the scales fall off the heart when it comes to hearing their baby, hearing the heartbeat, seeing their baby. When that happens, everything changes. And we've heard story after story like that. And today, you can introduce a girl or woman to her baby for the first time. And it really begins about a 2-year-long mentorship program that is so much more than just that one moment of deciding for life.
Yeah, I'd like you to, friend, consider the side-by-side experience that Scott just kind of touched on there. Because if you know, as we've covered here, when women go into Planned Parenthood clinics, it's very cold and austere. There's very much a separation of any type of connection. They take your insurance information. They tell you how much. They give you a date and a time. They show up. It's very impersonal. They are, in some states, required to talk about the adoption option, which many times they choose to ignore altogether. But if you side-by-side that experience with what a woman experiences when she goes into a crisis pregnancy center and is greeted by a counselor and is allowed to tell her story and is allowed to be heard, to feel the difficulties that they are going through and all that they are dealing with, it is really a completely different universe. And that's what the preborn ultrasound also delivers, the beginning of that relationship. Stay with us, 833-850-2229. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retired and looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, and even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties, offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. I want to invite you to join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher for a travel opportunity that may be the highlight of the year. We're going back to Israel, October 2021, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, and I've been there a couple of times, it's wonderful. Take advantage of this opportunity and register today. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. No cancellation fees until May 8th. Call 855-565-5519 or you can book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app, the app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. OnePlace lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen, even offline or in airplane mode, with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free OnePlace app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for OnePlace. That's OnePlace.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all, oh, oh, always on my road, oh, oh, and I'm still New York.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you're feeling like last week you lived like two or three different lifetimes in one week, you wouldn't be alone. At least my bride and I thought the same thing of last week. We got to the end of the week, it was like only 1 week went by, but it felt like a year and a half. Anyway, glad to have you with us. And now that we're past Martin Luther King Jr. Commemoration, Inauguration Day, Sanctity of Life Week and Sunday and all that stuff, we've got... We've got to kind of a normalcy to get back to. And yes, I know the executive orders are coming hot and heavy and there's things changing all around us. But there is a little less going on this week in some of that regard. But there are some things that might still be influencing the markets, and that would impact your money. That's why we talk with CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher. David, I hope that you had a good weekend and hope this week's a little more calm for you as well.
My sentiments are the same as what you just shared. Yes, it's a little bit more calming, although that does not take any concern away from what we might be facing. But yeah. A little bit more calming.
Well, and so let's talk about what happens to the markets this week. Last week we had, the change of the administrations and you had all the other stuff that was going on. Biden's in, Trump's out. Everything seems to have been put where it needs to go. What will happen to the markets now? What's going to influence the markets from here?
We've got three major things happening this week. Earnings, we're kicking off the biggest week of earnings season. This is a couple months of that season, but this is the biggest, especially for large tech companies. Apple, Tesla, and Facebook are going to report on Wednesday. 122 of the S&P 500 companies in total are going to report in the next coming 5 days. So it's going to be... big on that. There's a bullish call options have surged this week. Back on January 14th, 32 million contracts changing hands. So a lot of volume betting that the market is going to go higher. And Apple and Tesla were the number one and number two bets. And Apple's quarterly sales crossed 100 billion. Microsoft is projected to pass 40 billion. Tesla is set to post its 6th consecutive quarterly profits. But don't forget, the second thing that's going to influence this week is we're going to probably get that passing of the package of the $1.9 trillion this week from the Biden administration on stimulus. And then the third thing, Wednesday, the Fed is going to talk. Economists do not anticipate any material changes, though, Kevin, and the policies settings are probably going to still be the same, but the big question that investors have on their mind is the timetable when the Fed is going to, taper purchases, although I don't think you're going to hear Powell say he's going to stop or slow down. I think it's premature on that, but that's one of the big things that still overhangs the market and is something that's going to be faced eventually.
Well, and that was a lot to unpack there. And yes, obviously, there's a lot going on. And, you know, you mentioned Tesla. Man, six quarters in a row where they've posted. But, you know, Musk is he's doing some interesting stuff and, you know, trying to get us to Mars and stuff, I think, is a worthy endeavor. Let's talk about what we're seeing disappear from our TV screens. I wrote about it in my column at Town Hall on Sunday, but there's no more mention of COVID anywhere. The COVID boxes are all gone off of the cable news channels. Nobody's reporting the deaths or the infection rates. California's talking about opening up. All of the governors that were running around wearing masks, they're going doing press conferences now without masks. I mean, you still had Dr. Fauci coming out today kind of significantly off key going, hey, let's put two masks on. But where are we? How is COVID-19 affecting the current market standing?
Well, it's not necessarily talked about that much, but Goldman Sachs did come out with a report called What Could Go Wrong in 2021, and it was based around COVID. They're saying three things, Kevin. The first downside risk could be that consumers might remain more cautious than expected because the vaccines aren't completely out there yet. And the second thing that they're saying is that they could be more concerned of a downside risk that the virus mutations might significantly increase. And the third thing they said, kind of along with the second one, is that if this mutation evolves and we don't have a vaccine for it, you're going to see another major shutdown coming, and that's their concern. So we're watching it. We'll keep you up to date on what happens, but that's about what's the only thing that's being said on the forefront for COVID.
Okay, what else do the markets have blowing right in their face in 2021?
How about Janet Yellen being paid $7.3 million for speeches to the banks and financial firms that she was paid for in the last 2 years? Now she's going to be regulating those financial firms. So that's a big wondering what might happen if she's going to be forthright in all this. And, you know, she's partnered with the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. So that's some of the concerns. The ballooning U.S. debt. Is it of our government? Is it sustainable, or is it going to be the area where it's going to pop? China just surpassed the United States for foreign investment money coming in. In 2020, the United States plummeted 49%, while China rose 4%. So that's a new trend that's happening. And also the biggest one is probably, you know, is the stock market overvalued. We've been talking about that. Here's some numbers for you on a chart. The NASDAQ burst in 2000, fell 78%. The peak of that market was unprecedented. It was 129% overvalue. To put it into perspective, in 1929, it was also overvalued by 79%. But today, the market is in December of 2020, it's 154%, the highest overvalued. And all those valuations, when they were overvalued, they saw 50% decreases following. So just be careful in the market, not have all your eggs in that basket.
What does all that mean to gold and silver?
Well, it's a lot of spending. The $1.9 trillion rescue plan, that's going to cause gold and silver to go up because every time the country spends and can't manage their spending, gold and silver do appreciate. And I will say this. The day that Janet Yellen talked about this package being put into effect, the $1.9 trillion, a record size inflow of money into silver derivative contracts, half a billion dollars showed up in silver derivative contracts. It's 20 times more than normal. It's the highest ever in 8 years. So the market is the traders are telling us that they believe silver and gold is going to go much higher by their behavior putting money into the contracts.
Well, friends, if you have any concerns, and I have tons of them, about where the economy is headed, especially with the fiscal policy that has been hinted at and is now starting to kind of be unveiled with the new administration, I want you to do what I did. I want you to call Landmark Capital, ask them to walk you through a financial blueprint analysis. David will do it with you personally if you mention my name when you call. He'll say, Kevin told me to ask for David personally. He'll walk you through it. You'll get the information that you need, and then if there's things you need to protect, they'll help you do that as well. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. David Fisher, always appreciate it.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait.
This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-600-4063. That's 800-600-4063. Or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors at gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio or Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, also Saturday evenings at 6, and then Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year. Totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, for those of you that have been listening and paying attention, you know that we're trying to save as many babies' lives as we can right here in New York with our friends at Preborn. The phone number is 833-850-2229. If you have not yet given a gift yet, could you save 10 babies in 2 minutes? A one-time gift of $280 would supply 10 ultrasounds for women that need them this coming year, and they would be used in the zip codes where there are more abortions than births. Each year. And that would be a wonderful thing. 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Now, just a note of levity to kind of end with today. It's a wife's worst nightmare. Imagine for just a minute. Your husband is outside working on the lawn, won't be back inside for a while, and you notice he left his phone inside right there on the breakfast bar. Without hesitation, you decide to pick up the phone because you haven't spied on him since earlier this morning. And after you enter his password, which you've known forever because it hasn't changed since 2009, you click onto his photos since you forgot to look at them earlier. Hold on here a second. What's this? You ask yourself as you click on one of the photos to see it in full. There it is, your husband, posing for a pic with some hot, young, attractive woman. You swipe left, there's another one. Same hot chick, and another. You're furious. And you have a right to be. This actually happened, friends. I'm not making this story up. This is a true story over this weekend. It came to light. Your husband hasn't changed much over the years. But you get very, very mad at the cheating that you're thinking that he did. So the next logical thing to do, of course, is to go outside and stab your husband as many times as you can, right? This is a real story out of Mexico. It was reported in the Yucatan Expat Life magazine. And a woman who saw a picture on her husband's phone posing with a very young, attractive girl went out while he was mowing the grass and stabbed him repeatedly, mad that he had taken these pictures with this woman. Now, here's the clincher. The woman was her from just many years earlier in their life. I kid you not, friends. It's a real story. And it's just stabbed him several times. after thinking she found photos of him with a younger woman, which she had. It was a younger woman. It was herself. What is that biblical admonition about jealousy? Let's stay away from that. In fact, let's stay away from all those things that are harmful. Let's save some babies if we can. 833-850-2229 to help my friends at Preborn. I hope that you will consider doing just that. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.